Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu osigcinile zonke lezinsuku ukuze kube
ngalesikhathi namhlanje.
I also wish to thank the Lord who has kept us all these days till today.
Njengoba beshilo baba uDube siwabonile amandla kaNkulunkulu.
As Baba Dube has already said, we experienced God's power.
Kumnandi ukuhlala nje ubukele ubone uNkulunkulu eyisebenzela ngendlela yakhe.
It is wonderful just to behold God working supremely in his way, and that you are, so to say, looking on at God's working.
Futhi ukubona indlela uNkulunkulu anakekela ngayo umsebenzi wakhe.
And to experience how God is caring for his work.
Mkhulu uNkulunkulu.
God is so great.
Usikhombisile ukuthi yena mkhulu kangakanani.
And he has shown to us how great he is.
Dabukela lowo ongenawo amehlo ukubona.
And I pity the one who hasn't got eyes to see.
Ngoba phela khona iqiniso esingeke silifihle.
The truth cannot be hidden.
Makuza eyintweni kaNkulunkulu kumnyama buqe.
To some, when it comes to things pertaining to God, it is dark, pitch black.
Ababonlutho.
They don't see anything.
Yes, njengoba bengabonlutho nje, avuleke kakhulu kabi amehlo abo kulokho kuthe phecelisi.
And as they are not aware and conscious and don't see anything, their eyes are very aware of things that are, so to say, a bit by the wayside, all the queer things happening. Just seeing the wrongs.
Well,
that could have been done better. That should have been done like this.
Well,
if you find yourself in that position, you have got problems, Christian.
Kodwa simbongele uNkulunkulu ngendlela asebenze ngayo kulezi inkonzo.
But we thank God for the way in which he worked during these services.
Yambulwa kabusha indaba yokholwa yokusindiswa.
And salvation was revealed to us anew.
Nokuthi mangabe sesisindisiwe siguqulwa kanjani sithiwe singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And if we meet with the Lord, we are saved. The implication of it is that we are transformed into children of God.
Ubaba umfundisi wasikhanyisela ngokusobala umntwana kaNkulunkulu. Zama ukuchaza leli gama ezama ngeelimi ezahlukeneyo ukuthi nalowo ongaqondi ngolunye ulimi akakaqondi ukuthi hayi ijulile kule ndaba, ilijulile le ndaba kunalokho yena beqonda ngakho.
Reverend Sagan repeatedly tried to show us simply and repeatedly bringing us the very depth and the height of this matter of being a child of God.
Asivule izwi lenkosi encwadini yokuqala kaPetro.
Let us open our Bibles in 1 Peter
isahluko sesibili
chapter 2
incwadi yokuqala kaPetro isahluko sesibili. Sizoqala evesini lesine.
From verse 4, 1 Peter 2:4.
Ufundeka khona kanjena. Sondelani kuyo. Itshe eliphilileyo elinqatshwe ngabantu. Kepha kuNkulunkulu likhethekile liyigugu.
Draw near unto him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious.
Nakhiwe njengamatshe aphilileyo, nibe yindlu yokomoya, ubupristi obungcwele, ninikele ngemihlatshelo yokomoya, eyamukelekayo kuNkulunkulu nakuye uJesu Kristu.
You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Ngokuba kukhona embhalweni ukuthi, bekani, ngibeke Siyoni itshe legumbi elikhethekile, ligugu, okholwa yilo akasoze ajabiswa.
For it stands in Scripture, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.
Ngakho kini enikholwayo liyigugu, kepha kwabangakholwayo itshe abalinqabayo abakhi ilona elaba yinhloko yegumbi.
So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
Netshe lokuqhuzula nedwala lokhubekisa baqhuzuka bengalaleli izwi okuyikhona bekumiselweyo.
And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do.
Kepha nina niluhlanga olukhethiweyo, ubupristi obobukhosi, isizwe esingcwele, abantu abazuziweyo, ukuze nishumayele ubukhosi balowo owanibiza niphume ebumnyameni ningene ekhanyeni kwakhe okumangalisayo.
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Ekade naningesizwe isizwe, kepha manje niyisizwe sikaNkulunkulu, eningahawukelwanga, kepha manje nihawukelwe.
Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Let us stop there for now. Let us pray. We pray, Lord, that you would bless to us your word. We thank you that we have your word. It is life-giving. It straightens us and shows us the way we need to walk.
Amen.
Amen.
Njengoba ngike ngasho ukuthi ubaba wasikhanyisela kahle ngokuba abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
As I said, that Reverend Stegen clearly showed to us what the implication is of being a child of God.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi umzalwane nomzalwane okhona la uyakhumbula ukuthi yena uNkulunkulu wamcoshaphi, kanjani zazimi, kanjani izinto empilweni yakhe.
I believe every Christian, every brother here remembers how and where God found him and what state he was.
Khumbula udaka, isimo senhliziyo, kuze kufinyelele kule ngaphandle indlela esasiyiyo, sinuka phu, kodwa uNkulunkulu wasihawukela.
Think of the mud and the mire, the evil heart, and even the outward circumstance where we like stinking in before God.
Kumbula indaba yendodana yolahleko eyahamba yathatha konke ngokwayo yakusaphaza yadla nabangani bayo isigcino yagcina engulubeni gcina isinuka.
Remember the prodigal son who took all his possessions and went and squandered it with his friends on whatever he wished, and eventually he landed up with the pigs, probably in a stinking state.
Idla ukudla isabelo seyingulube inuki kuleso simo yanquma enhlizweni ngiza kusuka ngiye kubaba. Ngoba le ndlela engiyona empeleni akumele ukuthi mina ngabe ngila.
And seeking to fill his stomach with the pigs' pods, with their food, and in that state he determined to go back to his father because he knew this is no fitful place for him.
Yayinoka engcolile yayonakele isoni laphi lahla kubaba wayo uthiwa ubaba wayo wayigona wayamukela akagcinanga ngokuyigona wayinikeza nendandatho ukuthi empeleni wena kundinda uyale kodwa empeleni indawo yakho wena ungowala ungowasebukhosini. Nantu no Paulo endandathu ukuthi wena bewungamele ube lapho dakeni engulubeni.
In a stinking state, defiled, he returned back and he went back home and he was accepted, embraced, and not even clothed anew, but also put a ring on, implying that he belonged to a royalty. This was his rightful place that he should occupy.
Okwasekuse enhlizweni nasengqondweni yale ndodana lena yolahleko kwakuwukuthi nje mangabe ngamukelekile kubaba ngasebenza nje ekhaya ishintshe impilo yami kulokho ebengikhona ngibe ngibalelwe kubasebenzi nje basekhaya kuyobe kwanele.
The son had just the longing to be accepted by his father, to be privileged as to become a servant at home, just to escape the misery where he had come from.
Bukake uthando likaNkulunkulu indlela oludlulele ngayo. Adlule uNkulunkulu ukuba sibize sithathwe senziwe nje ikhonzi. Athi cha, hayi wena ukuthi uzoba isikhonzi. Ngikufuna la wena uyindlala ifa yasezulwini.
But just behold and see the inexpressible love of the Father, who says, I won't only accept you, and you won't be only a servant, but you will take your rightful position as a son.
Ungowasebukhosini wena. Ungowasendlunkulu wena. Awuyena owalapha engulubeni. Nansi indawo yakho, nasi isikhundla sakho. Ludlulele uthando lukaJesu ngathi.
You are of royalty. You have got your position that you should take up. You are not supposed to be in the pigs and live there.
Abanga ukuthi sisendaweni enjalo athu Jesu cha angifuni nje nini ukuthi nilingane njoba sala ngansela. Nilingane no Gabriel, no Michael, nalezi ingelosi ezinkulu. Ninesikhundla esiphakeme nina kunalabo.
Just think of that position, that the Lord should say, no, you will not even be like the angels, or even like Michael, Gabriel, the archangels. You will be above them in position. You will be a son, a child of God.
Kodwa uma amehlo ethu abengakavuleke nje sibone ukuthi singobani usithandela kuphi usifisela kuphi uNkulunkulu mhlambe besingeke siphile lempilo esiphilayo.
Maybe if our eyes would just be open to that reality, to that fact of what God has saved us for and what He has prepared for us, maybe we would not live the life that we are living. Where does this come from? That that we should count ourselves more privileged than others.
Kumbula wemhlobo wami ukuthi uvelaphi uphuma phi wena wilokho ikhona ngoba wahawukelwa ngalokho uhawukelwa wahawukelwa ngakho bekumele sifisele nalo ongakahawukelwa.
Where does it come from that you despise others, look down upon others, and maybe say, no, I have no feeling for those? No, maybe that one from the street. No. Don't you remember where you came from? Don't you remember the great mercies and the saving grace that came your way?
UJesu sonke usifisela isikhundla esiphakemeyo sokuba ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Jesus desires us all to take up that position as children of God. If we go back to the word that we have read,
kuthiwa sondelani kuyo ihitshe eliphilileyo elinqatshwe ngabantu kepha kuNkulunkulu likhethekile liyigugu.
As you come to him, a stone, a living stone rejected by men but in the sight of God chosen and precious.
Nanti lelitshe elehle entabeni. Nanti lelitshe okumele konke sikwenzayo ukholwa kwethu kumele ukuba kusekeleke kuleli dwala kuleli tshe.
Here is this rock that was this stone that was hewn out of the rock that came down as a cornerstone and that our whole being should be built on.
Nangu Jesu owafika wavusa ithemba kokungekho nokufileyo aqale phansi aqalise phansi.
Here comes Jesus to the hopeless situation, to the one who is hopeless, to the dead, and he comes and he brings life, abundance.
UPetro lapho uyasincenga sondelani kuyo ihitshe eliphilileyo.
And Peter beckons us and begs us to draw near unto this living stone.
Sondela kuJesu, akhela phezu kaJesu.
Draw near to Jesus, build on Jesus.
Lapha khulunywa ngetshe elisekelo bese khulunywa namanye amatshe amancane. Lamatshe kumele ukuba sondele kuleli tshekazi okuyilona lisekelo salendlu.
Here Peter speaks of the cornerstone and he speaks of those stones, smaller stones that also should draw near to him and be built up. And here are these smaller stones that need to draw be drawn closer to the cornerstone, to be built up, that the whole congregation is built up and matures.
Nawe wena oyizola usekude, uyizola usalahlekile, uyamenywa, sondela. Kudinga leli tshe encane, lisondele kuleli likhulu. Uma sifuna ukuba sibe isakhiwo sendlu kaNkuluNkulu, ithempeli kaNkuluNkulu.
And you who are far off, here is the invitation. Come you as a small stone. Here is the cornerstone to which you need to draw close, that you will be built up to be the very house, the dwelling, spiritual house of the Lord.
Abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu kumele ukuba bahlangane basondelane naleli dwala nalesi sekelo.
The children of God have need to be, to draw close to this cornerstone, to the one who is the foundation.
Siyahlukaniselwa lapho ukuthi bakhona abalivumayo, bakhona abalinqabayo.
And we are clearly shown that there are those who are willing and those who refuse.
Kukhona abalisolayo, kukhona abaligonayo, abalithandayo.
There are those that love it, those that reject it.
Kukhona abangenandaba nalo, kukhona abanganake nakunaka, kukhona abayiphilela impilo yabo.
There are those that take note of it, those that seek it, but there are those who don't have any interest in it.
Kukhona abanye abasendlini, abasebandleni, kodwa lamatshe lawa amanye alithanda, amanye awanandaba, aneliswe nje ukuthi mangikhona nje kwanele.
There are those maybe in the congregation that are not concerned whether they draw close or not, as long as they are present, whether they are part of this house being built, doesn't matter to them.
Kodwa uJesu uthi asondele yena, sisondele yena, ukuba sakhiwe nathi, sakhelwe phekwa lesisekelo, kwalelitshe, kwalelidwala elinguJesu.
But here Jesus invites us to draw close to this foundation, that we might be built up, built on the rock, which is Jesus himself.
UJesu ngothando lwakhe uyasibiza. Uthi funeke siqonde ukuthi usithande ngothando olungakanani.
Jesus, through his love, is calling us, is beckoning us. He wants to reveal to us even the love with which he loves us.
Ufuna silibone lolu thando lwakhe.
He wants us to be aware to see this love.
Ufuna siqonde ukuthi thina singobani.
And understand who we really are.
Ufuna ukuba sithole indawo yethu.
That we might find our rightful place.
Ufuna ukuba sazi ngendawo yethu uNkulunkulu asikhethele yona.
That we know the place which God has chosen for us.
Ngoba kungenzeka sibe abazalwane mhlawumbe usendleleni yokholwa, uyabhajwa endleleni awuqondi, mhlawumbe ukuze kwenzeke zonke lezi zinto awuzazi ukuthi ubani.
And maybe you as a Christian, you get stuck. Why? Because you do not know where you ought to be.
Encwadini umvangeli uJohane isahloko sika 15 uverse 15.
In John 15 verse 15
uthi angisasho ukuthi nizinceku ngokuba inceku ayikwazi ukuthi inkosi yayo yenzani, kepha ngithe ningabahlobo nina ngokuba konke ngikuzwile kubaba nginazisile khona.
No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
Angingikhethanga nina, kodwa mina ngikhethe nina. Nganibeka ukuba niphume, nithele izithelo, nezithelo zenu zihlale ukuba noma yini eniya kuyicela kubaba egameni lami aninike khona.
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Jesus says, the servant does not know what the master intends.
But
we are now no more servants, but we have been exalted to be his friends, friends who are close to him. The servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have made known to you from the Father what the Father has told. What I have heard, I have informed you too. What I have received from the Father, I have also given you. For what reason? You are no servant. You are my friend. You are close to my heart. You are heirs. I want to reign with you. Live with you. That you experience what I do. That you can meet up what I met up with. The joy I now experience will be yours too. The joy that I experience, I don't want to keep for myself, but that you also experience this joy. For you are my friends. Friend, do you now understand where God has placed you and me? What will you do with this invitation with which Jesus is calling us? He continues to say, you did not choose me, but I have chosen you. I have picked you out and chosen you for myself, won you for myself, that you can also experience this joy that I have received from the Father. And then he speaks great words, if you have understood well. Says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it for you. If you are my children, then if you abide in me, as God's word says, abide in me and I in you. Abide in me and I in you. Then you can ask for whatever you wish and the Father will do it. Jesus says this quite explicitly, that what you will ask the Father, he will do. Because what you ask, what you are doing, you will now be doing in and through my name. In other words, you are clothed with this Christ. You are under his banner. You are, so to say, wearing Christ. His tag is on you. And so for whatever you ask the Father, he will do it in asking in his name. Some people ask And the way in which they ask, it doesn't come to fruition.
Bacela izinto abayicelayo ngoba banenye tag, banenye label abagqokiswe yona. Abanye bacela banelebuli kaSatan.
Because some ask, they don't have the right label or tag on them. They probably have got the Satan's label on them.
Noma befunani izinto abalungeli. Azikulungeli ngoba awukakaphumi kulomndeni wakaSathane wangena emndenini kaNkuluNkulu wembatha leli bhantshi leli jazi lengubo kaJesu ukuba kubonakala ukuthi lo ungumntwana impela kaNkuluNkulu.
You ask, while you are in the family of Satan, you are wearing his cloak, but you haven't come out yet and put on Christ. That what you can ask in his name.
UJesu vusa ithemba elikhulu. Uma sikholwa uye, uma sinamathele kuyena, sina le tag yakhe. UNkulunkulu uyosenzela izinto.
Jesus is awakening a great trust in us that if we are in him, abide in him, if we wear this coat, if this label is on us, then we can ask in his name and it will be done.
Athu Jesu asinakho ngoba sicele.
Jesus says you don't have because you do not ask.
Mhlambe nangendlela sicela ngayo sicela kabi vele.
And maybe the way in which we ask unfitfully.
Abanye mabecela izinto bayayidemanda. Sathi mina ngifanele.
People, when they ask, they are demanding and as if they have the right to it. Some see themselves as having the right to do whatever they wish.
And
what they ask for is maybe just because of what they are and what they're busy with, they have not clothed themselves with the right clothing, the right tag. Draw near unto this living stone that was even rejected by people. But to God is the chosen one. Loved by God.
UNkulunkulu uyasithanda ingakho asithumelayo uJesu ukuba azosenyula ezonweni zethu.
God has loved us and therefore sent Jesus to save us out of our sin.
Uma sikhuluma ngalesi sakhiwo esiyithempeli esiyibandla likaNkulunkulu kunomsebenzi owenzakalayo lapha ya kuyanikelwa.
And if we speak about the dwelling of the Lord made up of the living stones, then there is something that will occur in this house of the Lord. There will be sacrifice. There will be devotion. And while we are in this temple, there will be a sacrifice that we offer, as we hear it in Romans
12.
That it says, I urge you, my brethren, to sacrifice your bodies as a appeal to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Some say, well, God hasn't actually got an outward adorning. And those are Christians that proclaim that. God does not care about our outward appearance, just about our inner condition. And that's why they are up to all kinds of mischief with their own bodies.
And
that's why they go to great depths, maybe to adorn themselves, to paint themselves and polish themselves, claiming that God only cares about the inner man.
Usubabonile abantu abazihlobisayo benza konke emzimbeni yabo abayidwebayo abayibhalayo abanye baze bahambe befuna ukuhamba nqunu awu bosisi nihambe senveza inkaba inkaba idwetshiwe ngoba ufuna ngoba uyiqhenya nje ufuna kubonakalele lingaphandle lakho odwebe kulo lembhalo yakho ufuna ifundo abantu.
And you go to great lengths and maybe even tattooing yourself and explicitly revealing your body to others.
Kodwa uthola lapha afuneka sinikele ngakho konke. Size sinikele nangengqondo yethu ngoba abanye bahlushwa ingqondo kakhulu. Abanye izinto kaNkuluNkulu eliqondile liyabakhatha. Lokho kulula abakuzwa. Bafuna uzujulu, phinda ujulu abezwa. Fana no professor. Ngangezwa ukuthi professor bengahlakanipha, bahlakaniphe. Uma esedidekile uprofessor engagqoka amapijama emini. Eyo professor.
But here it, the appeal is for our bodies, our whole self to be sacrificed as a living sacrifice to the Lord. But maybe we are so intelligent and we go on studying and we study more and more. Till eventually we are like professors that are over-professed and they don't even care about the clothing. Some even maybe don't even mind if they get up with their pajamas and present themselves to people still in their gowns.
Omunye bahlangana naye ehamba edolobheni. Hlakaniphi? Ehamba edolobheni. Uyishayela ngocetshwayo uyahambela ngenyawo. Mhlawumbe wakho kahle ukuthi bengafakele icathulo.
And one was seen even walking along the streets just with his slippers. Maybe he had even forgotten to put on his shoes.
He
was even just walking gal foot without any shoes.
Nigela kuleli tempeli kuyanikelwa sinikela nangemzimba yethu ekaNkuluNkulu. Sigqokisa ngokuhlonipheka ngoba singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu sinendlela esiqhoka ngayo sinendlela esihamba ngayo sinendlela esikhuluma ngayo ngoba asisakwenze sikuthandayo sesingaba lapha sinegama leli gama esingafuni lihuduleke phansi lingole ngoba sinakanga siyinakanga ukuthi singobani thina.
And we as the dwelling place of the Lord, we should sacrifice even our bodies and sacrifice so that your very appearance will portray God and his being there, his dwelling there, his holiness.
Abanye balinqabile kodwa abanye likhethekile liyathandeka uNkulunkulu.
Some reject it but some accept it as the chosen stone.
Kuthiwa masondele kuyena ngoba osondela kuyena uzophila noma kanjani.
And if we draw nigh unto him, we will live in whatever circumstance.
Kuthiwa okholwa yiyo yilo akasoze ajabhiswa. Okholwa ileli dwala akasoze ajabha empilweni yakhe.
And he who believes in this stone will never be disappointed.
Okholwa lo Jesu kuzobonakala ukuthi ungokhululekile sebenzile uNkulunkulu empilweni yakhe nasenhlizweni yakhe.
He who has devoted his life to Christ, it will be obvious. There won't be any confusion that this person is separated for Christ. Christ fills his life.
Njengabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu bekumele sihambe sibonakala ukuthi usikhululekile. Siyamthanda lo Jesu uyinkosi, uyisiqalo, uyisiphetho empilweni zethu. Asikwenzi ngencindezelo, asikwenzi ngoba kuthiwe kusuka kithi. Sikhumbula ukuthi usidonse kanjani, usibize kanjani, sibizelwa kulokhu kuba sithiwe ngabantwana bakhe.
And a Christian will be one who has been saved and liberated. It will be something that springs up within, not something that had forced upon him.
Ukholwa uJesu, ukholwa kuleli dwala, akasoza japha, kodwa yoba nokuthokoza kule ngaphakathi lakhe.
He who believes in this stone will never be disappointed, but he will be in the joy of this great, great privilege of serving Christ.
Nawe wena osalahlekile osaqhuzuka ngalelitshe, buya sondela ukuze ufumane ukuphila osekufunyenwe ngabanye.
And you who are far off, you are still stumbling over this rock, come back from your wayward ways that you might find salvation.
Woza uzokweneliseka, woza uzofumana ukuphumula, uthethelele izono zakho.
Come that you will find salvation, that you will find rest and peace from all your sins.
Uzokwethula imthwalo yakho, uzokwethula lamatshe owathwele, lamatshe angakuphilisi, lamatshe adala ukuthi ujabhe.
He will unburden you from all the heavy load that you are carrying, all the disappointments that you are carrying and which are weighing you down. He will unburden you and bring you life and quicken you.
Besiqhubeka ethi, nina niluhlanga olukhethiweyo, ubupriesti bobukhosi, isizwe esingcwele, abantu abazuziweyo, ukuze nishumayele ubukhosi balowo owanibiza niphume ebumnyameni ningene ekukhanyeni kwakho okumangalisayo.
Then he says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Mntwana kaNkulunkulu, sikhethiwe. Hayi ngoba besilungile, hayi ngoba besibahle, kodwa njengothando wasixosha uNkulunkulu othulini, wasixosha emlotheni. Wafuna ukusikhipha konke lapho. Uthi thina singabapriesti, siyindlu yobupriesti, indle ehloniphekile njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ake siphathe ngaleyo ndlela, asifani nabanye abantu.
We have been chosen. We were in our lost state, through his great love. He chose us, he drew us nigh unto himself. We have got that privilege. We are not supposed to live like other people. We have been separated unto the Lord for his own possession.
Nansi ndawo yakho, nansi ndawo yethu. Ufunani ngokwasizweni? Ufunani ngaphandle?
Here is your fitful and your rightful place. What do you want in the world?
Ufunani entweni kaSathane? Ushiya indawo yakho, ushiya isikhundla sakho esiphakeme kangaka. Ungowendlu yobupriesti ngamandla kaNkulunkulu nangenxa kaJesu.
What do you want with Satan and what he offers you? This is your rightful place. You have been chosen to be part of his people, separated unto him.
Sibalelwe ebukhosini, sibalelwa kule ndaba uba umfundisi abezama kusichazela yona. Asezona nje ingane, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
We are counted amongst royalty, the priestly position. We have heard how we have been saved to be in that royal family.
Ngangibhukuda ngisodakendwe ingulube kodwa uNkulunkulu ukuthi ungithande ungibize ngibizwe ngokuthi ngumntwana wakho inhlanhla engakanani leyo kimi Nkosi.
I just thought for myself, I was just mere dust, I was just a sinner of this world, but then in his love the Lord caught me up and he loved me, revealed his salvation to me, and I was called to this excellent position. You are a holy nation, chosen race. You have got a special position in God's sight.
When ufanele ukuthi ubekule ndawo yokukhonza yokukhonza uNkulunkulu simkhonze ngayo yonke indlela ngoba singabalendlu sibalelwa kwabulabo kufunakala babe ngcwele isizwe sikaNkulunkulu esikhethiwe nesingcwele sikaNkulunkulu.
You are counted in that house that should be serving God, should be there to be at his service, at his disposal.
Bantabasha, yini lena ndonza endonzele zweni? Yini lena ndonzela konke sathane? Yini lena edala ukuthi ningeneliswa kule ndawo uNkulunkulu asibeke kuyona, kule ndawo uNkulunkulu asibizele kuyona, kulesi sikhundla uNkulunkulu asifuna ba sibe kusona.
Young people, why are you drawn to the world? What draws you so in the world? Why cannot you find fulfillment, gratification in this position that God has prepared you for?
Nanokuba sibe kuleyo ndawo, asikhethelanga thina, sakhethwa, sakhethelwa ngokuthandwa nangokwengenxa yomusa wakhe.
It is only because of his choice that we can occupy that position, because we have been loved. It was not our doing.
We
are of a chosen people. We are his elect. Why do you still tarry in Satan's realm? Why are you still bound there? I would say, come and choose and be saved so that you can be part of this royal house.
Nangesembatho, nangalokho esikwembathayo, makhombise. Singabakhethiwe thina, singabathandiwe, asiqoki noma yini, asiqoki noma kanjani, asiyembathisi le mzimba yethu noma yini, ngoba thina sifani nabanye abantu, singaba kaNkulunkulu.
And even our attire, our clothing shows that we belong somewhere. We are not like others. We have a special position before God, and that should even be expressed in our attire, that everyone can see we are a chosen people of God. And even our tongue, the way in which we speak, it needs to be obvious these are of the royal family. They have been chosen. They are loved of God. And the way in which they spoke just portrays that these are of heaven. They respect. They respect each other.
Bayayithoba.
Honor each other.
Unesikhathi sokulalela omunye.
They have time to listen to the next
one. Unesikhathi sokubabeka indlebe kulokho okukhulunywa omunye umuntu.
Time to hear that the other also expresses his view.
Phela abanye abanandaba nabanye abantu.
Some people don't care about the next man.
Yazi omunye ushulwa nayo into eyodwa nje.
Some people are troubled even by one thing.
Yazi ukubingelela nje sawubona.
Just to say good day. Hello.
Omunye mangathi sawubona lingaduma izulu.
With some that they should say hello would cause thunder.
Uyazi mhlambe khona obengasondela nje uthe kuyena sawubona.
Just to draw close to someone and to have a friendly greeting of hello.
Wamkhombisa umusa.
You've shown grace.
Wamkhombisa uthando.
Love.
Ukuthi hayi mina sengingowasezulwini.
Thereby implicating that I am now one belonging to heaven. Through God's grace, I belong to the heavens. I have been loved. My sins have been forgiven. And yours can be forgiven too. Even if you say, oh, no, no, but this one, no, never. But one thing I know, even that sin Jesus can forgive.
Now we told uglomdini, ugulagulaba, abaketiwe, atu Jesu ngacela noma yini kubaba, ngegamalame, uyonenzela.
And suddenly you are aware of the fact I am part of the chosen people of God. And whatever I can ask in his name, I can receive from him.
Sisizwe sikaNkulunkulu.
We are the nation of God.
Afunali singabaze nangakho lokho.
We need never doubt about that.
Singabantu singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
We are God's children.
Funeke sifakaze ngobukhosi bakhe.
And we need to witness about his royalty.
Lesisizwe sithandiwe.
And this loved nation.
UJesu laba ababizayo nalaba abathintile baphenduka.
The ones Jesus called and he touched and they repented.
Abanye abashonge nje ngokuphenduka basebedlula kulomhlaba basebefa.
Some just when they repented they passed through from this world.
Abavelanga nje baphenduka basebefa khona lapho.
Some didn't just repent and then die thereafter.
Kodwa sebephendukile wabagcina uNkulunkulu. Ukuba bafakazeke manje ngalamandla ngalezi zinto abazitholile abazizuzile kuye.
But they became witnesses to testify of that life, that which they have found and what they were entrusted with.
Kufanele sifakaze ngobukhosi walowo wasibizayo wasithandayo.
We need to testify of the one who chose us, who called us.
Bayahluleka ukuyibamba. Bafuna ukubazisa nalabo abangakuthola ukusizakala. Likhona ithemba, ukhona uJesu, ukhona umsindisi.
And they cannot keep silent about it. Something urges them on to say, there is hope, there is salvation. Jesus is real.
Ngoba bakhona abantu abayitshelayo, khona abantu abazahlulelayo bethi cha mina akuzophinde kulunge lutho.
Because there are those that are full of doubts and say, no, I don't think my life will ever come right again.
Uyaphila uJesu.
Jesus lives.
Uthatha lokho kungelutho afuna ukuthi aqhamise khona akhe khona ayibumbele khona kokungekho hayi kokukhona kokungekho adale kube khona kukhona.
Jesus takes that which is nothing. And he transforms it and he molds it into something. He doesn't take something which is important. No, he takes that which is nothing.
Bayizwele ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu. Bayizwele uthando lukaJesu. Bayizwele ubumnandi bokuhamba naye. Bazizwele ukuhlanganyela. Benenhlanganyelo nabanye abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
They experience this acceptance of God. They experience the grace and the love of God, and suddenly they are feel that they are part of the body, part of the people, the chosen race of God.
The
holy nation, a people of his own possession that he has prepared for himself. It has this mark on it, these people, that they are cleansed. Cleansed from their sin. They are loved. They are separated unto him.
Bahamba naye.
They walk with him.
Balalela yena.
They obey him.
Bamlalele entweni zonke.
And obedient in all things.
Mhlambe noma umlalela uNkulunkulu umzalwane kodwa awumlaleli entweni zonke.
Maybe you are obedient to the Lord, but not to all and in all things.
Kokunye uhambela ngekhanda lakho ngendlela yakho.
Sometimes you just go according to your own liking and your own head.
Kodwa masifuna ukuba sibe kulendlu eyakhiwe uJesu sizobonakala ngalezo impawu.
But if you want
laba bathande uJesu, laba bahamba naye bayamuzwa uyabezwa.
But if you want to be part of the dwelling of the Lord, then you will obey him, you will be aware of his leading. In obedience to him.
Angazi ukuthi kunjani kwena mntwana kaNkuluNkulu. Kodwa bekumnandi, bengaba mnandi ukuba sifinyelele endaweni lapho kuyilona lo wezwele ukuthi lapho uJesu sengisizile. Angikwazi ukuthula la lendaba. Ngimele ukubatshela abanye.
What is your condition like? But wouldn't it be nice that if you experience Jesus has loved me, that you also filled with this zeal, that you can proclaim it to others, testifying of what God has done for you.
Some say,
I fear, I can't. Maybe you say, no, I fear, I'm shy. Well, is it perhaps because you are still wearing the tag, the identity of Satan? You are not completely devoted to him, have not surrendered all to him. Has Jesus done something for you? Is your heart overflowing? Is your heart filled with things of God? You will fail to remain silent.
But if your heart
is not filled with what God is, Satan will be ready to fill that gap. He seeks for every opportunity. And he notices every heart that is not complete in the Lord. And he says, oh, you are starting to doubt. He'll pump you up with
doubts. Sekuyiminyaka mntwana kaNkuluNkulu awukakabi namanje siqiniseke ukuthi wena uJesu uyena olawula impilo yakho.
You are full of doubts and suspicions. Well, Satan will fill you with whatever you haven't even thought of. You need to be complete in the Lord and guard against such attacks.
Bese lithi izwi leNkosi bathandekayo ngiyancenga ngiyancela ukuba nidede ezinkanukweni zenyama.
And then it says, beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul.
Noma singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ufuna siqonde ukuthi khona izitha ezisinyonyobelayo ezifuna ukusaphuca konke lokhu uNkulunkulu asinikeze khona nale ndawo uNkulunkulu asinikeze yona afuna ukuba simphilele kuyona. Sibe ngaba priest, sibe uhlanga olukhethiwe. Khona isitha esinyonyobelayo esifuna ukwaphuca lezi zinto.
Here it speaks to the beloved there is the danger of the enemy who is trying his level best to bring a separation or to influence you, that you are not, to rob you of your position as a, of the royal family of God.
Lezo izinkanuko zenyama.
The world and all the passions of the flesh.
Ungathuli mntwana kaNkuluNkulu. Mhlamba usubhuqa-bhuqekile nje, uyadleka, uyaphela. Uthi kodwa noma ngimkhonza uNkulunkulu hawo, inyama yami, ihlo lami, ihlo lami, lingibukisa okungafanele. Ngenxa yalezinto engiyibuka ebusuku ngisalala.
You as a child of God, you need to beware of these things that are so enticing that you maybe allow your eye to look at, and maybe you can't even sleep at night. There are things that you look at.
Uthi uPaul kuTimotheo, Timotheo mntanami, balekela inkanuko zobusha zizitha zomphefumulo wakho.
And Paul even admonishes Timothy, Timothy, abstain from youthful lusts, because they are the ones that will consume that life of Christ.
Ukhona kabanye noma ibaxakile inkanuko bayalikhwezela ibhodwe labo, badla zonke izibiliboco zabo, badla zonke ithombe lezi abayibukayo. Abanye nje ebusuka balali. Abalali bengadlulanga kulezi zinto. Bagqilazekile, abasakwazi ukwenza okunye, isono sibagibele.
And there are Christians that feel or that experience these passions of the flesh, and then they feed it. They feed it by the pictures and the images, and maybe the movies they look at, and they just oppress their own spirits and burden their own spirits and their spiritual life with these things.
Buya mntwana kaNkuluNkulu kulokho. Hlukana nalokho. Nansi indawo yakho. Nanti ikhaya lakho. Nasi isikhundla sakho. Nanti lebuli lakho elino Jesu. Mawuyihlanganise naye, uzophila ngaphakathi.
Come back, child of God. Come back from your erring. Come back to your rightful position, to that place with the people of God, and your position in which Christ has prepared for you, and be restored to Him. And check up on your friends. Who are your friends? Do they really love God? Do they pray? Do they read the Bible? When you meet up, what is your conversation? What do you meet with, about? What is your talk? Some, it's just the topic of girls and boys. They know nothing else. Because that fills their innards. You're outside of that fold.
Angihambi noma nobani esigcineni lasogcina sonke sesigcina emlilweni kwalasha.
And that's why maybe you are seen off, wandering off, disappointed, depressed, because you are not going with those who, and being in the company of those who bring life to you, but instead you are drawn away and your end is just destruction and hell.
Sondelani kuyo. Iyitshe eliphilileyo elinqatshwe ngabantu kepha kuNkulunkulu likhethekile liyigugu.
draw near to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious.
Nakhiwe njengamatshe aphilileyo, nibe yindlu yokomoya, ubupriesti obungcwele, ninikele ngemihlatshelo yokomoya, eyamukelekayo kuNkulunkulu nakuyo uJesu Kristu.
And you yourselves, like living stones, being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Then you will never need to have regrets. You will be alive and living.
Just one thing. Maybe you say, I don't think I've been chosen by God. I don't have these feelings. I don't have a sense of my sins. I know what they are, but it does, so what? Maybe I'm just not one of those whom God has chosen. One man explained it like this. If you stand in a deep pit and you can't get out, and the pit is slowly filling with water, and the water reach your chin, and a rope comes down, drop down into the pit, and on the rope there's a letter. Though only those who've been chosen will be pulled up out of this pit. Are you going to say, well, I don't know, the water is here, I don't know? I don't feel as if I'm chosen. Are you just going to leave it and let the water go over your nose? No, you'll grab the rope with both hands and say, maybe I am chosen. Let me just grab it in case I am chosen. And the amazing thing is, if you do that, you will be pulled up. Friends, the rope has been dropped down today. Please grab it with both hands. Don't pay attention to your feelings. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, I haven't been chosen. Grab it with both hands, and you will see you are pulled up. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this precious, precious message. It's not just something nice for a Sunday. It's not just a nice sweet pudding or a cake. It is a life-saving message. Please, Lord, help us to grab that message with both hands, that we will also become part of your family. Amen.
Amen.